Sports.com.
The drone shall set you free.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, say goodbye to the box. Say hello to Ty Bollinger. And who could it be, Ty, joining us this segment?
Who could it be? Well, we actually got the hour, the first segment with the three amigos with the initials. We got RSB, TMB, and my good buddy, JBW, John B. Wells. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How's it going up there? Sounds like you're having a pretty good day.
I'm having a great now. I mean, I got two of my best buddies on the line here, and we've all got the three initials going, man. We're going to confuse people, RSB, JBW, and TNB here.
I love that.
The three amigos, as it might be.
Yes,
now,
indeed.
John B. Wells, everybody should know you from Coast to Coast and all the late-night stuff, and probably people are going to wonder, what the heck are you doing awake during the day and hanging out with RSB and TMB? That's the big question as we start today.
Well, you know, eventually you have to think outside the box, yes?
Hey, that's a great title for a book.
Yeah, it really, really is. Say, wait a minute, that's the title of your book.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that midnight to four thing will get you in the central time zone, the easiest time zone of them all to work that program. Coast to Coast was from 7 to 11, and that was in Hawaii when I got to see it before, you know, the plume started approaching, you know, and run away. So, I run a regular daytime schedule except on the weekends, and that can be just a little bit rough because, you know, you start your Sunday, you think about your show all day Saturday, whether you want or not, and then you start your show at the first 4 hours of Sunday morning are occupied with that. You get to bed by 5, and then you get up after a few hours of sleep and then wander around for a while going, okay, it's Sunday, and then face Monday, and that's really kind of a problem. So, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to be working in the daytime hours anyway from Monday through Thursday on the new program.
I want to get to that, John, but I do want to ask you because we opened talking about the state of the union.
And
Obama says it's the citizens that are holding it or making it strong. And I talked about citizens as horse hooves or the glue that they're being processed into.
Well, I totally agree with him. First of all, let me just state for the record, I can't bear the sight of him. I can't bear the sound of him. And I will not even mention his name. I will mention him by title only. And he's absolutely correct. Because what is happening here, to quote Edward R. Murrow, is a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. So the president is entirely correct. Did you get my drift?
I do. We agreed on that exactly as we opened up today. And Ty, of course, we know that. We just talked with Donna Navarro of the documentary film Cut, Poison, Burn. We're talking about the attacks the feds are throwing against natural healers. And John, we're appreciative. I know Ty is. I'm certainly appreciative of your friendship with him and your promotion of Cancer Step Outside the Box, because not many outlets in the media that have much of a reach would support a message that is so empowering but so disempowering to the government, medical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex.
Well, we've seen this over and over in history, and very little, of course, of it is being taught in our schools now. But this has been done. Joseph Stalin did it. Pol Pot was really, it's not really a suitable example because he was just a crude barbarian without any actual political agenda outside the umbrella of communism. And then, of course, Adolf Hitler, he did his thing. And there was a very small percentage of the German population that were actual card-carrying Nazis. But they managed to take over the entire country and throw it into a chaos. Eventually, it was virtually destroyed, only to be built back up again by the very same bankers that foment most wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely, yeah. The banksters, as we call them, the banksters. Yeah. That's exactly right, because there's always money to be made with wars. There's always a financial incentive for the for them to play both sides, because the banksters, if you look at it, they make money no matter who wins and who loses the wars. They just want war. They want perpetual war because they're always making money with it.
Well, you know, despite the fact that I really believe that television has been the single greatest contributing factor to the detriment of civilization at large, if one were to want some entertainment, and if they like Downey, then you should see Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, and it really pretty much puts it all into focus. You control the bullets, and you control the bandages, and you make money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of entertainment, JBW, let's kind of segue into your new show. I want to hear about your new show. Tell me, how does the State of the Union tie into your new show? What's going on with this daily gig now?
Well, I believe that we are so altogether conditioned to see all the things that we see on a daily basis on television that we are somewhat numb to what is actually happening to us. And how can I put this delicately yet effectively?
Don't worry about being delicate on our show. Just say it.
Well, it's going to become extraordinarily dangerous for people like us to do what we do. They will come at us sooner or later with everything they have, particularly when they start losing, like rats drowning in a toilet. And where the State of the Union address is concerned, it was just one patronizing falsehood after another. This president is an abject failure. I believe he is a communist. I believe that he was born a communist, raised by communists, and mentored by communists. And he is putting forth a communist agenda. Oh, it may appear to be communism light, or another word for that would be socialism. But make no mistake, he is doing the same thing that has been tried and accomplished to some great effect repeatedly in history. And that's all there is to it. I mean, when you consider that his approval rating is down around 38%, that still means that there are 38 unenlightened or maliciously supportive of this agenda among every 100 people, and that's still way too many. So
I agree. I'm actually astounded that the approval rating is that high.
Well, I am too. I suspect it's probably more like the true unemployment level, which is about 7%.
Yeah, the numbers are kind of rigged for sure, and we talk about it because we primarily focus on health here, and that's why Ty has been doing such a great job, and again appreciative of your promotion there, and because a lot of the reason why there is any support for that president is because so many people are hopped up on fluoride and toxic metals and things that they can't think clearly, and
they can't even
the only way
rationally.
They can. Yeah,
you know,
so that's a big part of it.
A criminal attorney out of Chicago told me one time in these words: you take a rock dumb moron and you give him some dope and you're really going to see something then. Mix in a few chemicals and woo-hoo, just watch him go. But let us not forget that bad behavior is rewarded in this society, if by no other means than just shining a light on it in a camera. And then here come the apologists saying, well, it's because they're poor, or whether, oh, they're this or they're that. Well, I don't see poor people in other parts of the world playing the knockout game.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I do, however, see police abusing the poor people and shaking them down for where they can get out of them, simply because they are poor, too, as a result of their social system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave it there.
Yeah, well, the medical establishment targets the poor folks as well, and it dupes the wealthy ones, although some of the higher learned ones are now getting wind of this, and they're seeing places, certain cities and arenas in America where Superdon will be visiting on the Health Freedom Express, like Ashland, Oregon. Whatever you like, think about their politics, they're aware, and now the lowest vaccination rates in the nation happening there, which is good. Means maybe some of the children will survive.
Yeah.
So when you're doing your daily show now during the day, what can we expect from you transitioning from coast to coast to your own show? And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can go right to JB Wellside, caravantomidnight.com. How will you say it's different or the same? What will people expect from you?
Well, when Voltaire was on his deathbed, the priest came to him and asked him if he would like to renounce Satan. And his response was, this is no time to go around making enemies. So I don't want to do that, even obliquely, with any criticism of Premier or Clear Channel or Coast to Coast. But let us just say, I have never been one to walk the line. I am a notorious format breaker. I try to stay within. I try to keep the vehicle between the ditches. But I don't like to just stay perfectly straight in my lane with an exactly measured 12 to 18 inches on or 18 inches on either side of the car. So what you can expect is all of the guests and topics that were forbidden to be brought to the public over Coast to Coast AM. In fact, some of those interviews and topics were just a little too effective.
Right.
And they really annoyed a certain segment of our socio-political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they have decided, that is, Coast to Coast AM has decided to go, quote, a different direction, end quote, on Saturday nights. So
right. So this will be something that people can tune into 4 days a week, at least in the beginning, that will not have the censorship associated. And people will think, Coast to Coast censored? Well, yeah, they're not going to cover certain things that are too effective, and there's a reason for that. They've gotten so big and so entrenched in the establishment. Yeah, I know it's bizarre to say that, but there are certain things they'll say, nah, can't go there. No, nope, you can't have that guest.
That's correct. Yeah,
you know what, John? I can't wait to be able to listen to you several days a week. And just so you know, everyone that's listening, RSB and TMB are both honored to be on during the first or the second week of John's launch on the John B. Wells Show on CaravanToMidnight.com. It's Health Week.
Well, and it will be a pleasure to have you on, and I think we'll have a great time. But some of these topics that we can discuss. Now, Ty, when you and I were on there together, we just pretty much let it rip.
We let loose.
Yes.
And I think it was very effective, and there were so many emails and contacts from people who were very appreciative of the fact that that you would bring this information forward, and you made it clear, I'm not a doctor, I'm just saying, I've done this research, and these are the effects that I've been able to observe and document, release in my book, and you know, the newest one, the monumental myth of the medical mafia.
Yeah.
People are not aware of this. But I got to tell you something, fellas.
Real quick.
I showed a UFO a video of a very peculiar.
Hey, John, can you hang on with us for a couple minutes, man? We'll bring you back on right after this break.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Hang tight, man.
All right. John B. Wells, sticking around. New show. We've announced it. We're going to be on it. And we are going way outside the box with Monumental Myths next.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never ever see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Well, we are definitely outside the box today with Ty Bollinger, as always, and our special guest, good friend now of the program here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, John B. Wells, starting his new program shortly, soon. We're getting you that information linked up in the show notes as well, and JB, you were talking about Monumental Myths. That's authored by our good friend Ty, man. You like that book, huh?
I liked it a lot, and I segued into a quick UFO story, which will be very quick, and it's just that somebody very near and dear to me took with his little iPhone, took a video of some very unusual aerial activity. I mean, this is just undeniable when you see these light orbs all line up and then begin feeding into this one spot like they're loading onto a mothership, and then that spot becomes brighter and brighter with everyone that joins it. And these are not spotlights nor flares. And I showed it to a fellow today who's already wise to this stuff, and another fellow happened to, actually the proprietor of the coffee shop we were at, came by, and I said, look at this. And he looked at it and just kind of like, oh, what is that, a UFO, you know, and just kind of wandered off. He don't want to think about it. He doesn't want to talk about it. And the point is that so many people are in complete denial. They will go ahead and take the hemlock anyway because the doc told them to, and they don't want to hear about, you know, the ghastly mechanisms that produced this drug. I call it hemlock. It's just an allegory, mm-hmm.
I think aspartame is like the modern day hemlock.
Aspartame plays in.
Well, we're just not going to get all of them. It's impossible. Some of them will just, and the more you convince them, truly convince them, that you are correct, and their thinking is it needs to be redirected, the more they will resist you.
Right, right. By the way, I saw lights like that when I was in Las Vegas, but it was at a Cirque du Soleil show, so I think I was a little different. But
Get the perspective. this was beyond anything I've ever seen before.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, there are things to talk about that are not done in flight company, but we do it here all the time. And I'm glad to have you on board and looking forward to being with you on your show. Again, we've got you linked up in the show notes today. You can see the little banner. Just click on it and learn more about John's show. And is it something that they can tune in any time of the day or night as an archive, or do they need to be only when it's live? How flexible will this be? What's the plan?
At the present time, it's a subscription service. It's $60 $60 a year.
Okay.
Shortly, you know, we've been getting a lot of emails from people saying we really want to join, but I'm on disability or I'm down and out. I don't have it. Okay, is there any way that you can do a little better than that? So next month we'll begin doing quarterly and also semi-annually. If it's just too tough for people, one guy said, look, $60 at the end of the year is just, I need it. So can you help me out here? And it's like, we can't leave him out. We can't leave him out. So we're going to do that. And
good for you.
And the archives will be available, and we're developing a phone app. I had no idea it was this complicated. There's so many of them out there, so somebody must know how to do this, so we're trying to find them. But the fact is that on any smartphone, they can go to the site and log in and get the same thing, so I'm not even sure an app is necessary at this point.
But, John, they're not only going to be able to listen to it, right? It's also going to be videoed.
Yes, it'll be a nice presentation. I mean, if somebody's going to spend so much as a dime with us, then I want them to feel like they've gotten their money's worth. And we've gone way over the line investing in equipment and set construction and all kinds of things. So I think they'll be really happy. It's not going to look like somebody's doing another closet.
Yeah, darn it though, that means we're going to have to shave when we appear on the show.
No, I think it's important. You know, Procter & Gamble is losing money because beards have become back in fashion quite
well, you wouldn't want to see me in a beard. Yeah, I've got mine's a baby face.
So much the better.
That's great. No, I love it. I love it. I'm very excited for you, John. Congratulations on the launch of the new show. And we wish you all the success. Want to see it succeed because you're one of the good guys out there, you know, not censored, to let this kind of information out so people can make fully informed decisions about the way they lead their life, and they're no longer victimized by those who, you know, worship as collectivists. By the way, the number one word in the State of the Union yesterday, we. Yeah, collectivism is rearing its ugly head, and it exists well within the Republican Party, too. We're
equal opportunity offenders.
Yeah, in other words, yes.
And I'll tell you, we have a very, very small window of opportunity to be able to stop this. Otherwise, it's going to wind up like Kiev, and I believe that day may come. I'm talking about the occupation of government buildings and just general mm-hmm. civil disobedience, because Americans will eventually wake up. It takes a lot to get us jacked up and rolling, but when it becomes obvious that we've actually past the point of no return, that's when it's going to get ugly. We do not want this to happen. We do not want this to happen. So we've got to get ahead of this thing and stop it before we get to that point. It is, or the nation will be torn apart again.
Yep. Well, with your help, we are going to do just that. John B. Wells, caravan2midnight.com. Yep. Thank you for being here on Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. Ty, man, awesome.
You. Yeah, thanks, John, for being on, my friend. You have a great afternoon. Thanks for joining us today.
You too, John. Take care.
All right, coming up next, Jay Matthews. This is a heartbreaking story, but his daughter, Selena, has been forced into things you wouldn't want to put on your worst enemy. And we're going to talk about it with pharmacist Jay Matthews next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alive! It's alive! The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
So last couple segments, folks, we're talking to John B. Wells, and he mentioned monumental myths of the medical mafia. And many people have asked me, well, why do you call it the medical mafia? Well, let me tell you something, folks. The people, the powers that be in modern medicine will take a child and they will force the child to do the kind of treatments that they want, opposing the parents' wishes. That's what I would call the medical mafia. And so that'll kind of bring us into this segment we have here with Jay Matthews. Jay Matthews is the father of a little girl named Selena. And let me bring you on, Jay. Thanks for coming on. I want you to tell the story over the past couple of years of what has happened to your little girl, Selena. Jay, thanks for being on with us today.
Oh, thanks, Ty. Thanks, Robert, for having me. Gives me a chance not only to vent, but also kind of tell you, what my side of the story, at least.
Yeah,
catch us up.
Go back 2 years, Jay, when you and I first met. You called me and just kind of catch us up for a few minutes on what happened. What were you doing with Selena, and what has happened over the past couple of years since then? We'll just give you the floor.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm still in the court system. I still do not have custody of my daughter. I'm trying. We'd do anything to get our custody back and make decisions that we see fit for our daughter. But that's as much as we're trying to do. So one of the stipulations is that we shouldn't be mentioning her name. So I'm going to abide by that. I'm going to say the basic situation here is that I felt like we needed the freedom to choose the doctor of her choice. And that choice wasn't given to us. And that's really the essence of the crux of this whole thing. And why wouldn't we choose conventional? Well, conventional had when we went into the courts in September of 2012, they had a 15%. Some say 10, some say 20. So I'd say 15% prognosis for a 5-year survival. So 15%, to me, that's like Hunger Game odds. Those odds are just not good. It's a sick game. You put your kid into this thing, and the odds of them coming back from point A to point B is not the same. So why would we pick that? Well, I didn't pick it because of that.
Jay, share with them. Jay, what do you do? What's your profession? How do you know these things?
Well, I am a pharmacist. And I seem to have a more conservative approach a conservative approach, and I don't see things quite like I suppose everyone else does. But I think I've always thought that there's a better option than medications and pharmaceuticals. The conventional treatment they do mention diet and lifestyle changes and on the package instead of any medication, but they just kind of put that as a blip, and I put like 99% of the emphasis on that.
Right.
And they seem to just skip over that and just use the medicine as a crutch. Yeah, I'm a pharmacist by profession, been doing that for 20 years.
Okay. And Jay, most terrific discoveries you made was that they would force you. I mean, you're a pharmacist. It's not like they could say you don't know things about chemistry and drugs and things, that they would force you and take away your daughter and force her into treatments you did not consent to. I mean, that had to be one of the most shocking discoveries that you could have never conceived.
Absolutely. And I, analyzing data. So I analyzed the data. I still feel till today that they didn't have anything for my daughter. And the oncologist, and I think he's a mad scientist, but this oncologist, I begged him, you don't have anything, so please don't do anything. It's not like I'm not doing, I have other treatment options available from other MDs and other professions that give her a humane way to get through this. A humane way to get through it. And your chances are 15%. That's the 15% is, you're never the same. And the 15% that do make it through that window, they are dialysis? They're on kidney transplant. They're on a heart transplant list. They have so many toxic conditions. What about secondary cancers that come about? So what do they look for? In our case, sarcomas, leukemias are very common as a secondary cancer due to the original treatment of chemotherapy. So there's just essentially the 15% is nothing. In my book, it's nothing. You didn't have anything, and it was just horrific to think that they still have the power, the courts and everything. They have, the insurance has paid out over $2 million to the hospital and hospital bills. So they certainly have the money to be able to have the best legal system. There's no way that somebody like me has enough resources to be able to, make the humane choice for my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jay, it looks like your concerns were well founded, because let's kind of explain what's happened to Selena over the last year.
Well, so she's been in the court systems. We lost complete custody that way. The courts, we went to the court, and when I was thinking, well, look, we have letters from appointments for other physicians that we want to see that have a more humane approach, I thought that would stick in court, but essentially I would have needed somebody to back us up. In other words, somebody else to put their profession on the line to help us in court. And I understand that we've made a lot of strategical errors, but I went with the notion that if I show the judge or whatever that they never had anything.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do anything.
Jay, sorry to cut you off, man, but there's no reason that we should have to make strategic or even worry about strategic errors when dealing with our own children. That's absurd.
That's a good point, Ty. And also, we talk about getting into the court system, and if you think you want justice, recognize that they go to the church, the priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism. So they look at you as a pharmacist and a dad and say, well, yeah, he's pretty good, but no, we got to go to a higher deity in our church. And that is where they go, the government-sanctioned medical doctors. It really is a cult. It isn't a scientific, even based cult. That's the irony of this. It's sci-fientism, if we go quote Liam Sheff.
Yes.
You're exactly right, and you've quoted it right, and you coined it exactly right. I'm living it. I'm living it on a day-to-day basis. I can present data, and it doesn't work. I'm not an expert, and they will still, push her through this conveyor belt. Now we have essentially more cancer than we had at the get-go. We got more cancer. They've amputated her arm. And we're devastated with that. And as much as I beg the court or the science, what do you call it, sci-fightologist, I said I see my daughter's arm die a little more with each dose of chemotherapy, and I couldn't do anything about it. So I begged the doctor to stop the chemo just for a while, just to allow the body to heal. He just stayed the course, mm-hmm. And look, if I don't do anything, if I don't let them do it, I'm violating court orders, and I have three other kids. So they're putting the three other kids as bartering, or to keep me from. It essentially felt like it really felt like she's taking one for the team, because I can't not take her into the hospital. Because,
well, Ty, you mentioned the word medical mafia again, and here I'm hearing this story. They're using your other three children is, hey, those three that you don't want us to touch them, molest them, intoxicate and poison them, then you better play ball with this one. And it's sickening.
It is. So now my point here is that, well, here we are. You did everything you did. Now what are you going to do? Now you got more cancer. And it's in a point where I have meetings next week with surgical options. And, of course, I don't have the decision-making power on this, and we've lost all that. So how much more are you going to, disfigure her? How much more of the, scapula are you going to take out? How much more clavicle are you going to take out? That's their option, and it's certainly a decision that nobody has the right to make but us. Nobody has the right. And that right has been taken just because of one mad scientist. That's what it is. And he keeps, this mad scientist thing, he keeps talking about the tumor board, and he's got the backing. Nobody in the other tumor board, anybody, members in the tumor board has any idea about what the medications are about. If I mention the medication, they don't even know if it's a chemo drug or not. So this tumor board that he's mentioning is just, as I approach the tumor board, they're always their answer is that's not my area of expertise. But if it's not your area of expertise, why are you making a life-altering decision on my daughter's behalf? Why are you doing that? It's not. It's the one mad scientist that actually took this to this level when he had nothing.
Hmm. Well, the question now is, what can we do to help? How can we see that you can get your daughter back? I mean, what can we do?
My thing is that all I need is experts. And I need experts, meaning I need other doctors or naturopaths or homeopaths, chiropractors that believe in this. And this is absolutely ludicrous. That I could show the judge or say this is absolutely ludicrous. I should be making these decisions. And yes, they're experts, but of course I know how to analyze data too. And we know how to analyze data. There isn't anything out there that you have. You can't make these kind of decisions. on our behalf, and that's just not right. So
that's
right.
They shouldn't have the authority to do that. That's the parents' decision,
right.
Not some medical board that is.
But don't we come back
from the child?
Ty, we come back to the theme of the show today when we're talking with J.B. Wells, when I was talking with Donna Navarro earlier, the State of the Union. We've put ourselves in a subservient position, once again, by having children and making them state citizens, corporate citizens, giving them birth certificates, giving them Social Security numbers. All of these things end up coming back to bite you when this happens because they got to feed your children to the beastly medical church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad. Jay, I'm just so saddened by the story. We will do whatever we can to help you,
sure.
We support you. We're behind you,
And you're the only support I have, really. If I'm a foreign body in that hospital, Rush Hospital is, I'm just so they just look at me like the decisions I'm making is just I just don't understand how when an alternative doctor they do something they're vilified and why.
Jay, can you stick around? We got to take a break. I'll talk to you a little bit more on the break. Jay Matthews, our guest, our heart and prayers. Love the suffering of your daughter. It's just heartbreaking. We want to see this remedied and healed. So we'll talk to Jay on the break here. We'll be back to wrap up Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remind you where TMB and RSB are going to be together next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ty, this has been an emotionally exhausting show. I mean, we do want to uplift, but we also have to be able to visit these things, these realities that are occurring, because a lot of folks out there aren't aware. And just imagine, you're a parent, you have a few children, one of your children, daughter, 7 years old, diagnosed with a form of cancer. You're in the system. You don't know. You think in the benign, benevolence, if you will, the goodness of the medical profession at the time. You get duly diagnosed, and then you say, wait a second, I don't believe, because of what I know, that the treatment you're offering, chemo, radiation therapy, whatever, surgery, is an option here, really. Yep. We want to go a different way. And then
We're talking about a man that's very educated, too. I mean, Jay knows pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and they take you to court for custody. They get custody because the courts are rigged for this medical church. And they take your child, and 2 years later now, 9 years old, this little girl, Selena, he can't even say her name on the air. Did you hear that? The court doesn't want him to say her name. I mean, what is this?
Yeah,
this is
absurd. It's absurd.
Now, we're hearing from listeners that are asking good questions. Patsy saying, why not St. Jude's? Could they help? But no, they're an allopathic hospital. They're not going to do it. And then we're getting another question from Nancy saying, can't Jonathan Emord help Jay Matthews? But really, the issue is jurisdictional. How did the state get jurisdiction over your children? I ask this all the time, and no one else goes there. They just assume, well, that's where we are. And then when you continue to take the next generation into that place where the honest truth that J.B. Wells acknowledges that the president said yesterday, that you, the citizens, are the ones holding this union together, and this union has divested of liberty and invested in a violation of the First Amendment and everything that is right and true in a medical monopoly, a church that is demonic and dangerous.
That's the best way to put it. It is demonic. There's no other way to put it. The doctor that's in charge of that tumor board up there, his name is Dr. Paul Kent. He's a demon. He's a criminal for doing this to that little girl. She will not ever have an arm because of what he's done to her. It's criminal what's happened. Give him a real quick background on Selena. Just spend a minute to kind of back up and explain to people what happened to Selena.
Well, listen, we don't have a lot of time to go further into it except to say that she was diagnosed with cancer, and then, the whole thing started. And Jay is a trusting man, a man of integrity, a good man, pharmacist, a knowledgeable guy, and he couldn't imagine that they would do this. And
they actually fled Illinois to go down south And they were there successfully treating Selena for a while. And then the CPS got a hold of the family and threatened the other kids is what happened. And that's kind of like they've got him where they want him, and there's nothing he can do because they said, if you don't bring her in, we're going to take your kids.
Yeah, they played it. So, listen, at this point, we're not urging violence, but we can understand the emotions that would lead to that in this case. We want prayer.
Yeah.
And I know you all out there are feeling it and sending it out there. May that love and light of a far higher being than government, blow through this, emanate through that, whatever it's got to happen. So, we're there for you. And, Jay, listen, we got good things happening. And you know, maybe this is that Selena somehow served, met with the big guy upstairs and said, I'm willing to serve this way so that other children won't have to suffer this way and other parents will wake up and not enter into these relationships that they are not aware of, that there may be good coming out of this. We'll make sure that can happen.
I know that good will come out of this, but I just feel so bad for Jay and his family.
Yeah. So next month, February 28th and March 1st, that's a Saturday and a Sunday, you and I, Ty, we're going to be together in Atlanta again.
Yeah, Better Way Health's cancer, what's it called? Cancer?
Answer to Cancer. Answers to Cancer.
Answer to Cancer. Yeah, Answer to Cancer in Atlanta, February 8th, 28th, and March the 1st. So that's exciting. TMB, RSB hooking up again. Also, this weekend, folks, RSB will be on the Carol Alt Show. For 4 o'clock Eastern time on Fox News on Saturday, so look for that. And you actually talk about our new book, Unlock the Power to Heal, which will be available within the next couple of days, right?
I think. I don't remember. We did a lot when we were up there, but hopefully we'll talk about allergies, gut health, and things. That'll be awesome. And we've got a few more episodes that will be airing when we know that they're happening. We'll let you know as well, but very exciting. Also, the Unlock the Power to Heal should be available for purchase in just a couple of days. We're targeting February 1. Ty is working unbelievably hard behind the scenes to make it happen.
Well, that's what we're about, getting the truth out there. And this book is going to be a really good little handbook for you on how to regain your health. It's a really good primer. It's going to be a book that the kids are going to really enjoy as well. So looking forward to that. But RSB, it sounds like the music. Are we done already?
Oh, man, it went so fast. Well, say thanks to our sponsors. Shout out to Richard Ostro, Carnivora, the gang at Better Way Health, of course, One World Way, and all of them. They're linked up in the show notes. You can see it here at robertscottbell.com. Of course, Ty Bollinger, cancertruth.net. We love getting together because this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and where we remind you. What do we remind everybody?
We remind them that the power to heal is theirs.
And yours. And yours. Till tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.